I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Al, it's good to see that our bathrooms are finally done, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was excited to be able to go in there.
Yeah, I saw the picture that you put out there, so maybe I'll take a walk over there and look at it. But I mean, like, it looks like they put up new partitions, so what?
Well, the whole sink area is very updated, very new age.
Futuristic, if you will.
Yeah, futuristic, definitely. The water comes out one spout, the soap another. It looks really high.
We had water and soap coming out different spouts last time.
But it was like, the soap would come out like this.
Yeah, this is more of a soap stream.
Yeah.
So it's more soap.
Yeah, and it's more streamlined. It's nicer looking. It's
something
space
we
age.
Must have extended our lease here, and then we demanded some capital improvements from the building owner and management.
Maybe. Possibly.
I thought everyone was going to be working from home in all factors of all jobs in the country. So I wasn't sure where we were.
I heard somebody around here taking credit for redoing the bathrooms. I'm like,
who is that?
What are you looking at me for? You brought it up.
Well, you said who the guy is. I took credit for it. Because the scuttlebutt.
Yeah. Well, there's our general manager here was taking credit for you.
Took credit for redoing the bathroom.
Yeah, he goes, I tried to do something nice for you guys. So I figured it was coming
nice
out of his.
Give us a bonus.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even use the bathroom, so who cares?
Right, seriously.
But then again, I don't think the company spent money on that. I think that's probably part of a lease improvement deal.
Well, it sounded to me like the company was spending money on it, but I don't know. I don't know how that works. All right, it is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Remember, we were talking about Russell Wilson and his desire to play in different places, and the New Orleans Saints were on that list, and the Broncos were on that list, and the Giants were on that list. And that was a report by a guy named Jordan Schultz, who we didn't know much about. Then we looked into him. We said, oh, this guy's a legitimate guy. He's a West Coast guy. Ended up covering the Seahawks for many years, so maybe he had a Russell Wilson connection, and that's why we could trust the report. Well, Jordan Schultz was at it again over the weekend.
Okay.
And it was more New York Giants stuff. So here is the Jordan Schultz report from the weekend. Sources say Deshaun Watson has expressed a strong desire internally to play for the hashtag Giants.
No way.
Ideally with Brian Flores coaching.
No way.
Where he could also reestablish his brand in the league's top market.
Brian Flores wanted him in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why that whole thing caught up. Like, the point is the Giants are not bringing in Deshaun Watson with all of this crap out there about him. Like, they want their quarterback. They don't want their quarterback in the news for what Deshaun Watson's in the news for.
Now, what if he's cleared of all this stuff? I mean, does that open up the door?
Let me ask you, why hasn't he been cleared?
I don't know. By the way,
if there's a settlement,
yeah,
what does that tell you?
Yeah, that there's a settlement. Now, the criminal investigation is one thing. The civil situation and a settlement is another
thing. The accusations
are gross and abhorrent.
Right, so if he doesn't get arrested for it,
mm-hmm.
And he comes to some sort of global settlement with these women.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants are not going to take him as their quarterback.
I tend to agree with
you.
It's
not happening.
But that doesn't mean that what Jordan Schultz is saying isn't true.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Deshaun Watson, you got to get some clarity here, man. Because there's no way that the Houston Texans are paying him $35 million next year. No way.
To not play?
And you think the Giants are going to take his contract and pay him $35 million? Have you looked at their salary cap?
But that doesn't, once again, that doesn't mean that what this guy's saying isn't true. He didn't say that the Giants were interested in Deshaun Watson.
He's saying
that Deshaun Watson has expressed a desire to play for the Giants.
Yeah, okay.
Good
luck with that one, Deshaun.
I mean, he may have, but
good luck with that one.
For whatever reason, I don't know, it seems like Deshaun Watson wants to play in New York. Remember, it was the Jets at first. Now it's the Giants.
Deshaun Watson just wants to play.
Yeah,
and
I know.
There is no, I'm telling you, until something is settled and we have a finality attached to him, he's not going anywhere.
Well, especially not the Giants. I mean, the Giants went from Eli Manning to Daniel Jones.
There'll be some sort of, like, I don't know if there'll be a financial settlement with him or whatever, but Houston can't go through another year like this, especially if they hire a new coach, which they're going
to do. Well, they have to, yes. Yeah, I mean, the Flores-Watson connection, though, if that is a real thing.
Then why did the Texans just hire Flores and let him play for the Texans?
It's a possibility, but Deshaun Watson said he didn't want to play for the Texans anymore, but I don't know if that changes if Flores is the coach.
What have the Texans done wrong here?
Well, remember back way before the lawsuit situation, what Deshaun Watson was saying was the problem there? Is that he didn't have a say in interviewing the next general manager?
Maybe he was distracted. Maybe that's why he didn't get a say in the next general manager.
But that's what the issue was, and he felt like he needed more say in the organization.
Well, forget that. You know, he just needs to figure out his own crap to get back on the field.
Yeah. Where are you on Brian Flores? Because, I mean, to me, I agree with what we talked about last week, that he might be getting a little overrated because of the other candidates that are out there.
I'm just saying there's one African-American coach in the NFL, and we're here on Martin Luther King Day. That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be.
Mike Tomlin's the only one who's currently employed.
Right, exactly. And it's not. There are many quality candidates, and Brian Flores is the top of that list.
And he'll get another
He's
job.
He's going to get another job. And I just wonder if the Giants would want to go down the road with yet another Belichick prodigy. You know, and it depends on who the general manager is and whether or not they have any sort of connection to one another.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that it's going to be Houston just simply because he and Nick Caserio, their general manager, and that was a little bit of a loop job, sitting up in the coaches' boxes during games and calling plays and crap. I mean, you know, I think that makes the most sense to me.
Do you look at Brian Flores as someone's going to win the Brian Flores sweepstakes?
I do. Because I think, what he did with Miami, you know, two back-to-back winning seasons. Again, I don't know all the internal stuff that went on down there. I know that he wanted Justin Herbert over Tua, and I also know that he was willing to take a shot with Deshaun Watson because he wasn't happy with Tua. Mm-hmm. And the quarterback is always going to be the focal point of every freaking team, and GMs and coaches are going to be arguing over those guys for years and years and years and years. That's what happened here with the Giants. You know, they tried to keep Eli probably 2 years too long.
Yep.
The coaches that they had under those circumstances wanted to move on from him. And ultimately, John Mara was loyal to Eli to a fault, and it cost other guys jobs. And it cost the Giants years of trying to get rebuilt and to get this thing back to where it was going the right way again. So it's always going to be the argument is going to be that argument, especially if a GM and a coach aren't in lockstep, kind of like the way Saleh and Douglas are. At least they're in lockstep right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, Joe Douglas hired Rob Saleh. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big part of it. Now, I mean, to me, the GM has to hire the coach. I don't want to have a coach being hired by an owner and then trying to match the GM with that coach. Right. I wouldn't want
to
do that.
Well, I will say in regards to the blackhead coach candidates, there are a couple older guys like Jim Caldwell. He will go right in.
Leslie Frazier.
You could plug those guys right in tomorrow.
And they would
take over the head coaching job seamlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most players would love playing for them and bust their ass for them. There's another wave of players that are coming out. D'Amico Ryans, who took over Rob Saleh's spot for the San Francisco 49ers. And by the way, I thought he had a hell of a game yesterday.
And he interviewed for the Texans job, didn't
he? Because he used to play for the Texans.
And so did Gerard Mayo.
Right. Well, that's the other guy. You have Gerard Mayo, but he's coming out of New England again.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, you know, if they're going to be going to a dysfunctional franchise, is that dysfunctional franchise going to be able to put up with the whims of what these coaches feel like needs to be done? And that's obviously, for all these Belichick proteges, hasn't worked out. Now, Vrabel is not really a protege of Belichick. He played for Belichick.
Yeah, but he didn't coach under him.
He coached under Bill O'Brien,
mm-hmm.
who probably will get another job here, too. I think he's in the mix. Peterson's in the mix. So I don't know. I just... Brian Flores is getting a job. There's no way he's.
The way I see it right now is he could pick what job he wants.
And did you see By the way, did you see Bruce Arians yesterday?
Yeah. When he was hitting his player when there was a fracas.
And limping all over the place, not looking great. You know,
yeah.
You wonder if he's going to stay with Tampa Bay, or maybe he calls it quits now.
Interesting.
And maybe then Todd Bowles or Byron Leftwich.
I mean,
Byron Leftwich is another young former player. And by the way, here's a great thing about Bruce Arians. Say whatever you want about him. He's crazy.
Yeah.
He hires so many ex-players as coaches down there that he's given everybody an opportunity to go and become a head coach themselves.
Absolutely.
And I would think that Byron Leftwich will probably be under serious consideration as well for a number of different teams.
Let's go to Anthony in the Bronx. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I was just curious about your take on this. You know, I heard you guys talking about Deshaun Watson, right, and all the stuff he's going through. But then I look at Ben Roethlisberger. People forget, if you just look up what this guy did, he not once, twice, of sexual assault. One time, he had to settle out of court about it. And the second time, the police, I read about it, the police botched the whole investigation because they were a Roethlisberger fan. And the girl, had three witnesses, when she went to the doctor, it was confirmed that she had signs of, you know, sexual aggression towards her.
Well, you have to be fair about this. So you're talking about the Milledgeville thing. He was, Fred Bright, I remember the name of the DA, because I was out in Pittsburgh when this happened, held this press conference, and he could not charge him. There was not enough information, and he was not a Roethlisberger fan, I can tell you that.
He wanted to charge him.
Came out and said, I would have loved to nail this guy, but I can't because I don't have enough evidence.
But he had three eyewitnesses, and that's not even the point. The point is, he had the initial cop, I think he had to resign because of it. Because he said, oh, yeah, Roethlisberger, blah, blah, blah. He would never. Meanwhile, the guy was a big fan of him. But my point is this. Look, we live in, you have a good moral compass. I feel like I have a good moral compass. I just cannot get to believe that this guy gets away with this. I don't care.
Well, he didn't get away with it. I mean, his reputation was tarnished. He was suspended. I mean, he didn't get away with it. I mean, he was known for, I mean, Pete.
And by the way, he was suspended. But wait, there are a lot of worse guys. There are a lot worse guys in the Hall of Fame than Ben Roethlisberger, I can tell you that.
Who was the poor guy? Who was the poor guy that we saw that time? I used to like him. I forgot his name. The running back, I think, in the elevator.
Ray Rice. Ray Rice.
Right. And look at
this guy. Well, yeah, we had a video of him punching his fiancée in the jaw and knocking her out.
I mean, I can't, having not been there in Milledgeville, I can't tell you exactly what happened, but we're talking 11 years ago. He was not charged with a crime. He wasn't. And the NFL came in and they suspended him 6 games. He appealed and it ended up being 4 games. And there wasn't a single person that believed that he didn't do something down there. So to say that he got off the hook, to me, is crazy because his reputation was totally tarnished and he was suspended under the personal conduct policy. Now, ever since then, he turned his entire life around. He got married, he had a family, and there was no issues ever with him off the field. So that's a part of the story as well.
The thing about Deshaun Watson is that he's still under police investigation.
It's not over yet.
That's not over yet. He also has civil allegations against him. And on top of all of that, the NFL hasn't stepped in, and yet the Houston Texans still paid him.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and
he just didn't play. They deactivated him every week.
I mean, to say that people just, you know, forgot about what happened with Ben, nobody's forgotten what's happened with Ben. I mean, it's part of his story. But to act like there wasn't some sort of punishment there.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, the world has changed in the last 11 years. And if this Ben situation had happened in 2020 or 2021, he might have been suspended for an entire year.
Either that, or they just would have let him sit and pay him and not play.
Like the Deshaun Watson situation.
Which is crazy. Eric in New Jersey, what's happening?
Good morning, guys. Hey. Great show.
Thanks, man.
Great show. I'm sitting here. You guys make my day go very quick.
All right, so what's going on? Make the phone call quick.
What do you guys think about Rex Ryan?
I think he's got really white teeth. You know, I think he's got really white teeth.
You think he's got really white teeth?
He definitely had, you know, work done. There's no question about that.
Yeah, if you're asking, do you think he'll ever coach again? He's not going to coach again. I don't think anybody's going to give him another chance. There were two places where it ended ugly. with the Jets and the Bills. To me, if he got back in, he would have to be a coordinator first. There's no one's going to give him a head coaching job again. I think in the beginning when he took that ESPN job, he thought he was going to have a shot at getting back in the league. That's why he wasn't crushing anybody. Mm-hmm. He was being very tame. And then someone told him, listen, if you want to keep this job, you better start crushing people. And he did. And I think now he's going to be TV for the rest of his life.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So one of the CBS games coming up on Divisional Weekend. You're going to, because CBS gets the best games, that pisses off Troy Aikman.
Yes, I know. Well, they gave us the Cowboys yesterday, and I felt like they did that because we had the whole Nickelodeon simulcast, and it was also being streamed on Amazon.
Yeah.
So they wanted to get it the most exposure and different types of exposure, and we all know that the Cowboys tend to be the most popular team within the networks and the ratings. So at least you can take that, Jerry, and feel good about it. But I believe they're going to put Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Now, both of them had unbelievable games. Josh Allen had a game in which nobody's ever done what he did. Running, completion percentage, yards, completion. I mean, it was just
ridiculous.
Well,
no team ever did what they did, would score a touchdown every time they touched the ball.
And it was all emanating from him. And then, of course, Patrick Mahomes threw 5 touchdowns last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had that one interception that was a deflection. But both of those quarterbacks have played just absolutely fabulous football since they got into the NFL. And they are, I don't care what anybody says, they are the, you know, they're the matchup, man. That's going to be Buffalo at Kansas City, and that will be the late game on Sunday.
Sunday, 6:30 p.m.
So the early game on Sunday, I believe, is going to be the winner of tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the Buccaneers.
And that means I would also think that in primetime next week, we're going to get the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. The early game will be on our network, will be the Bengals at the Titans.
Yeah, Bengals Titans Saturday 4:30, 49ers Packers Saturday 8:15.
Yeah, okay.
Confirmed. What do you think the early line on Bills Chiefs is?
Wow. 3.
2.5. Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. What about 49ers Packers?
3.5, 4.
4.5. Green Bay minus 4.5. Okay. And Bengals at Titans.
Titans 4.
3.5. Early lines. We'll see where they go. All right, Jerry's back with his update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And also brought to you by Progressive New York Boat Show. Visit NewYorkBoatShow.com. All right, Niners beat the Cowboys 23-17, held them off late. As we know, Cowboys had the ball a couple of times in the final couple of minutes, could not find their way to the end zone. You had the weird finish as well with time running out and them not getting off another play. Here was Kyle Shanahan after Dak Prescott scrambles with just 14 seconds to go right in the middle of the field, and then seeing how long it took for them to get set and the umpire not putting the ball down properly, he figured that game was done.
I thought it was over because I saw it live, so I was very confident it was done. I was just nervous that sometimes when you're real confident and you think you see it right, sometimes it changes. So you're never fully sure until they let you know.
Now, Mike McCarthy says the umpire bumped Dak, and that cost us.
I've never seen that come down, you know, the way it came down, you know, as far as the collision between the umpire and the quarterback.
Never seen it come down.
The umpire was changed to where he stands before the snap of the ball. He's behind the quarterback, so he had to run at least 25 to 27 yards. And I mean, like, he's trying to get to the ball because he has to place the, he has to touch the ball and place the ball.
Another reason why it's a stupid play call.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
the referee's got to run 30 yards to catch up to them. It's so stupid.
That's Kellen Moore, your offense coordinator, who's like high on everybody's list as being.
He's not getting a head coaching job, is he?
Wow.
Here's McCarthy. The refs made their presence felt with the game ball placement.
There's been games where you don't get much standing over the ball when there's a personnel challenge, but I think they overdid it a little bit today.
No, you know who overdid it? You, with 14 penalties.
Yeah, balloon head.
Christ, you might as well just dig the hole right now and go lay in it and get the dirt shoveled on top of you. It's over.
Oh, right.
Jesus, Jerry. I mean, you got to calm down a bit there.
I don't want that to happen.
Did he ask him, hey, does Randy Gregory know the rules?
You know, it's funny.
Tackle?
They did not ask. Oh, maybe they did. I think McCarthy believes that he thought he was the ball carrier.
What? Thought he was the ball
carrier. That he got confused, spun around and confused and thought he had his arms on the ball carrier and tackled him.
Okay. Didn't he do it twice, though?
Well, I mean, that one specific play that gave him the automatic first down.
I think it was another guy that did. I don't know if it was Randy Gregory who did the other one.
Because it would have been third and 12, I think.
It was a defensive holding on the other one.
Here was McCarthy, 14 penalties. Is this an undisciplined group?
I wouldn't say we're undisciplined. I think the fact that, you know, the physicality, you know, when it's weighed, when you're trying to get your team to play to a certain play style, you know, there's definitely some growing pains that we've gone through.
I wouldn't say that. It's like when you move and you take a, you go to other places and then there's another team that does a. Anyway,
he should run for vice president.
By
the way, I would say that game was about as fast, furious, and physical as there has been this year. I mean, they were getting after each other. That was a great football game in terms of physicality.
Too many flags, though?
I thought they would let these teams play today, but you know, that's for them to answer, and I'm sure they'll have their comments on how they felt the game was officiated.
Sir, bend over.
What?
That was a cross between McCarthy and Paul Arzuman.
What do you want me to do there, Jerry? Why do you want me to bend over? I'm going to have a talk with your Compass Media Network bosses over there.
You know, I think Jimmy Garoppolo got hit twice.
Who?
That's what I said. They didn't sniff him. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, he didn't get touched, but, you know,
he's running for his life, and Garoppolo's got all day.
Yeah.
Here was...
I think Rob Saleh and the Jets, this is what they want their team to look like. They want it to look like the 49ers.
And you'll have a chance to win every single week if your offensive and defensive lines play like that. Here was Zach Martin, pretty obvious why we lost.
There's no one to blame but ourselves in this one. We needed to start faster. You know, again, credit to the 49ers. They were able to close it out and advance.
Now you tell me. Are we reading between the lines here? Jerry Jones, we did not lose because of a lack of talent.
When you get this combination of players together, you need to have success.
I happen to agree with him.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't have Josh Allen. He doesn't have Patrick Mahomes.
Dak Prescott's fine.
I mean, no, he's very good.
The idea that I want to get rid of Dak Prescott for Russell Wilson is absolutely... He's 33. What has he done with no good players?
Well, Jerry, you know, we're talking about, you know, speculation and sports talk.
I'm answering the question. Not interested.
Get your damn act together. Okay?
I like Dak. I do. Was he great yesterday? No, he's not the reason they lost that game yesterday.
And also, he was the better quarterback in the game. I mean, it's not as Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, I agree with Jerry Jones, and that to me is, you don't have to read in between the lines too much there. It's a shot at the coaching staff, without a doubt.
Sure is. Sure is. And the offensive line was trash yesterday. Mm-hmm. It really was. What's been their strength for years and years has not been, and it certainly wasn't yesterday. So San Francisco in Green Bay on Saturday night. Chiefs-Steelers, the Sunday night game to wrap up the weekend, the Saturday-Sunday portion of the wild card weekend. And it was really all Kansas City.
Steelers show a four-man defensive front. Trying to build a wall. Now they're going to throw it long. The Chiefs want Tyreek Hill over the shoulder. Touchdown! Kansas City! And Mahomes is on fire. Five consecutive touchdown drives.
They made it 35-7 at that point. They wound up winning 42-21 as the Chiefs dismantle Pittsburgh. Here was Patrick Mahomes getting it done.
We showed that we can always be explosive. That's who we are. We're going to make big plays happen if we get the looks. And I think over this season, we've learned to be patient as well. And so to be able to do both of those things is what it's going to take in order for us to get where we want to get to.
Not you a see, bad day for Mahomes. Yeah.
Some of the play designs are unbelievable. And they're great.
And they're getting better as the season's gone on.
Yeah, Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid together, man, they are just like scientists in a laboratory.
Yeah, a little underhand toss she had in this game as well. You had Travis Kelce throwing a touchdown. You threw a touchdown to an offensive lineman.
There's a little bit of everything. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. The Bills are fast. They are fast. They're a fast defense. It should be a hell of a game. It really should be.
Here was Big Ben. It's over. He loved being around this group.
I'm so proud of this group of men and the way they fight and for each other, for the black and gold, for our fans. And so it's just been an honor to play with them.
Yeah, I kind of feel about that way about you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
This group of men that I hang out with group every single day.
It's an honor.
He was on the way out, though. You're not making an announcement, are you?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
I'm just saying, but I appreciate the group of men that I work with, especially the ones that quit the softball team. Men.
That's right.
Men.
Real men.
Men sticking up for what they believe
about,
in.
You know, whether or not their dog has a mouse in their mouth or we get the bathrooms cleaned up around here. Men.
Manly things.
Manly stuff. Man stuff, yes.
Yeah, if people don't know what Boomer's talking about, Whimsy, Al's dog, caught a mouse over the weekend and was trying to bring it into the house to keep it in Al's condo, and he was having none of that. But the picture you took of Whimsy with the mouse in her mouth, you could tell, I mean, she was activated at that point.
Oh, she's very excited. Yeah. I haven't trained her to drop things, and if I go to take something out of her mouth, she growls at me.
Men.
The other game yesterday, speaking of a man, you got Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady. They win again. They beat up the Eagles 31-15. Game wasn't that close. Brady throws for 271, couple of scores, one to Gronk, one to Mike Evans. Here is Gronk. He says, now that is how you do it.
We play some complementary football, offensive, defensive, and special teams.
Complementary, what he's
saying? Complementary football.
Complementary.
We play some complementary football.
Complementary.
It's fun.
Complimentary breakfast.
Here's Brady. Good to score early.
I think it's always important to try to get the lead. And, you know, we've done a decent job with that at times. You know, we've clawed our way back, too. So I think it's finding different ways to win's really good, really important.
And really important is what you say there. Here's Jalen Hurts. He struggled. He threw two picks, missed on 20 passes, 258. Haven't heard the end of us.
We'll be back. And this is a feeling that will kind of simmer in our hearts, simmer for us all.
Simmer in our hearts.
Yes.
Never heard that.
Tampa will play the winner of tonight's game between the Rams and Cardinals Sunday at 3 p.m. That Rams-Cardinals game on the Fan tonight. So that wraps up Wild Card Weekend. We have Monday night, of course, this evening. So now that it's almost complete, there was a caller to Sal this morning. People on Twitter certainly tipped us off on it.
Yes.
Sal Licata show, as this caller was trying to flex his NFL knowledge, if you will. And I would say right from the start, we weren't off to a good start.
I don't know if you've been watching football for the last 10 years, but this is the way the first weekend of the playoffs go.
So pretty much dictating to Sal how it is. It didn't take long for Sal to basically have had enough.
If you think that the winner of the Dallas-San Francisco game was going to go to the Super Bowl, I mean, you're foolish. But
Hey, Steve. What are you? Oh, you have a crystal ball in front of you? What do you pick every game right?
These
predictions are stupid.
It's obvious.
No, it's not obvious, you idiot. It's not obvious, you idiot. By the way, you're talking about the last 10 years, you moron. When have we seen 2-7 matchups? Do you realize prior to last year in the pandemic, they didn't expand the playoffs, you moron?
That was three morons in 10 seconds.
Oh, no, we've got one more as he questions his call.
What is your point?
My point is that this is what the wild card weekend is. These teams are subpar, and this
This is why they barely make the playoffs. Steve, how do you function throughout the day being such a moron?
Well, next week is normally the best week of football.
Yeah, the guy was factually wrong, though, too, because this is wild card weekend. No one's going to – he's basically saying only the one seeds are going to make the Super Bowl, which is inaccurate. No. It's ridiculous.
No. Was Tampa Bay a one seed last year?
I do not believe they were.
No, they were not.
That is right. NBA today, you got day basketball for the holiday. The Knicks are home for Charlotte. The Knicks are 22-21. They're chasing Charlotte, who are 23-20. Knicks had a good win in Atlanta on Saturday night. The Nets did win over
the – They need to win this game today, man.
And I think they will.
They have to. Remember we were talking
about win? You're going must win?
Remember we were talking about their schedule and how this next five games spread, you know, period here, they had to come back and win?
Yep.
And how about Cam Reddish? You see his comments?
I did not.
He says he's going to be a superstar.
Okay.
He believes he's a superstar.
Well, let's see him go out and do it.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
The Nets did win over the weekend. They're 27-15. They're in Cleveland at 3. We'll have that game for you on the fan. Kevin Durant will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Sprained MCL.
Yes. Man, I'll tell you what, man. You guys can't keep those three guys on the court.
They're usually good with 2 out of 3.
I mean, isn't it remarkable?
Yeah.
One guy comes back, another one goes down. It happens every time.
How much money have they spent on
this
these
three guys?
This
is not great, but the timing of this, I guess he could be back right around the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break.
It's all right.
I agree.
How much money did they spend on these three guys?
Oh, a lot of money. Yeah, lots of money. Matter of fact, they even paid Kevin Durant the first year not to play, if you remember that correctly.
That's right. I forgot about
that. Yeah, so that happened. St. John's beat Georgetown yesterday, 88-69. Julian Champagne with 25. Islanders, Flyers tonight. The Devils and Maple Leafs postponed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
So we have an official TikTok account. It's a very cumbersome at name, though. And I did ask Anthony Gallo. I said, can you do a little better than this? And he goes, no, actually, I can't. I tried everything. But it was all taken after we started talking about it. I guess there were squatters who went and got the names. So it's official Boomer and Geo WFAN as of right now, which is really long. Official Boomer and Geo WFAN. But we are on TikTok. We have a couple videos from Friday's show, and we're going to see if we can continue and keep up with that.
How about that?
I mean, I cannot keep up with my own stuff, much less the show stuff. So that's why I said someone's got to run this, because I'm not going to be able to run it. There's no way. So we will see. But we are on there right now, and I believe Tiki and Tierney joined as well. after we joined. So now we got a couple of TikTok accounts out there. So we'll see if anybody, if we can get Boomer to participate in any of it.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Jimmy McCall, and I don't care.
Well, you don't know. You're the worst guy to judge whether or not it's worth it or not, Eddie. You're nowhere near social media at all. And then, so I don't want to hear it from you. TikTok is going to help us, like, according to all the callers that call. So we'll see. We'll probably die a slow death, but we'll give it a shot for a little bit. Let's go to Seth, who's calling from Long Island. What's going on, Seth?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today? Hey,
good. What's going on, man?
All right. I was going to ask a question about Tyler Boyd's, probably got his first name wrong, Boyd's catch. But Gio ruined my whole day by saying Rex Ryan's not going to be a coach again. I love that guy. He was high school when my Jets went to the championship games, and I miss him. But anyway, Boyd's catch. If they don't call that whistle, each of you guys, do you guys think that's going to be a touchdown?
It's hard to say because you had the Raiders stopped playing. You know, I mean, he was open enough for Joe Burrow to throw it to him,
right?
Or in attempt to pass into the end zone. I mean, it's impossible. Do I think? Yes, there's probably a good chance he still could have caught the ball.
Yeah, but I think it would have been a touchdown. It's kind of like, you know, Josh Allen throwing the ball to Dawson Knox. Although Josh Allen did admit after the game that he was going to throw the ball away, Joe Burrow was actually trying to hit Tyler Boyd. I mean, it was a great throw. And there's no question. You could see the official in the replay. He's got the whistle in his mouth,
yeah.
And he's blowing it. And he blew the whistle. The ball had been thrown. Then the whistle blew. Then the ball was caught.
But so, if you're out there on the field and you hear a whistle being blown, when the ball's in the air, you're like, oh, okay, this play's dead.
And by the way, it's an inadvertent whistle. The play should be dead, and they should run the play over again. But the inadvertent whistle or the erroneous whistle, whatever you want to call it, has to be determined by the officials on the field, not by replay, because they do not replay audio.
Let's go to Vinny in Naples. What's going on, Vinny?
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Gio, Boomer. Boomer, first thing, let's go Rangers.
You got it, man.
All right, so listen, so that guy just stole my thunder. So, Boomer, so between those two plays, the Cowboy play where they reset the ball and the touchdown catch with the erroneous whistle, me having some background in coaching on a college level, that is a contradiction in the way the NFL handles those two particular situations. Cowboys have no timeouts left. They stop the clock, reset the ball, give them however much time to whatever. And then this erroneous whistle, which from what I understand about erroneous whistles and inverted whistles, the play goes back to the last live action.
They replay the down. That's what happens.
Right. So, but why is one, the New York office, able to call down to the field and say, hey, you know what? You screwed up that spot. Reset it. And this one, hey, fellas, you blew a whistle. Everybody stop playing. And there's a touchdown. Do those not contradict each other? Or am I just...
Well, so there's a hole in the system. And thanks for the call, Vinny. There's a hole in the system. So for the erroneous whistle... That has
from what I understand about erroneous whistles, Boomer.
Right. So the erroneous whistle has to be determined on the field by the officials, on the field, not by the replay booth. Now, remember this. Every touchdown is reviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So what they reviewed on that touchdown play was whether or not Joe Burrow was out of bounds when he threw the ball.
Yeah.
That's all they were reviewing. That's it. They weren't reviewing the whistle or anything else. We could hear the whistle, and obviously NBC could hear the whistle.
Yep.
But an erroneous whistle, again, is not reviewable by New York. They probably should put that in the mix. But here's the problem with this. And you can see the official on the field blowing the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He blew the whistle as the ball was being thrown.
Yeah, everybody heard it and saw it. Yeah.
Right, and the officials on the field should have said, I don't know how the Cincinnati fans would have responded to it. Would not have been pretty, but they should have said erroneous whistle, play is dead, replay the down. That's exactly what should have happened, and that's not what happened, and that's why this crew and that head official Jerome Boger are not going to be officiating any games.
Do you put any onus on the Raiders players and for just stopping when they heard the whistle, when we have seen other rule changes in the league where they say play through the whistle just in case it gets reviewed, and then like fumbles and things like that, like play through the whistle?
These are all really weird things that happen, and that happens in like playoff games and basketball and hockey and mm-hmm. in baseball, because we're all fixated on one game. We're all fixated on the outcome of that game. And then you have these weird calls that happen. Now, the other situation, what is a reviewable play under 2 minutes initiated by New York is a first down, Mark, because that's a ball placement, Mark. That's also like a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like every touchdown is reviewed automatically. But first downs under 2 minutes, like that one that was so close, is going to be reviewed by New York. They're going to stop the game and say, let's review it.
Let's go to Rob in East Rutherford. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Rob. Hey, what's up?
Boom, I appreciate your take on that that whistle rule. You know, Raider Nation, we're up in arms over that. It's like the Tuck rule all over again. It is what it is. The Raiders, they killed themselves, though. They didn't have any positive red zone efficiency. They couldn't score touchdowns. You know, field goals weren't cutting it on Saturday. It is what it is. Another question I have for you, Boomer. Bisaccia, do you think the Raiders are going to hang on to him, make him the full-time coach, or are they going to look elsewhere?
My sense is that he's going to want to make a splash out there in Las Vegas. But you know what Rich Bisaccia did after the game? He wrote a handwritten note to every single player on his roster. I don't know if you know that. There was a story about it out there. And I think the players actually do love the guy. I really do. Given all the stuff that they went through this year and the fact that they made it to the playoffs and somehow he kept it together – you know, he's a local guy. He's a Yonkers guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he didn't complain. You know, here's another thing. He didn't pull a Mike McCarthy after the game. He could have easily pulled a Mike McCarthy after the game.
Complained about the officials and all that stuff.
He goes, no. He actually said, you know, that's a pretty good crew. And he goes, I got enough problems to figure out. I can't referee a game, too.
Well, they also had an opportunity, you know, a fourth down play where they were right there.
Right. And he also pointed out to some other plays, like, how about that phantom roughing the passer call?
Oh my God!
Against the Bengals on Derek Carr,
yeah,
like they never touched him. So I mean, so the Raiders got a break there. So I mean, the breaks went back and forth. It's just that they are so egregious when it comes to making a mistake in the body of a really important game that drives fans crazy, whether it be Raider fans or Bengal fans. So Raider fans are angry at the erroneous whistle. Bengal fans are angry at the erroneous roughing the passer call against Derek Carr.
Yep.
So there's a lot of mistakes in that game, man.
Well, that's why that crew's not going
to
work anymore.
You don't want the officials to be a part of the story, like Mike McCarthy made them out to be at the end of that game.
Well, and Dak Prescott did, too.
And that kind of ticks me off a little bit.
JR in Houston. What's up, JR?
I'm trying to figure out who the Steelers going to get for a quarterback, because the ones we have on our roster are not quarterbacks, NFL quarterbacks. And
welcome to quarterback hell there, JR.
Yeah.
That's what you're in. You're getting ready to go into that. And,
you can go back to the era of Bubby Brister and Tommy Maddox and some of these other guys that you had before Ben got there.
For years, you had Philip Rivers, you had Ben Roethlisberger. You know, you had all these great guys that ran the NFL for all those years. And now you got Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, and they are not wearing a Steeler uniform. So they are now going into quarterback hell.
I think that there's a chance that they draft one. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up leaving Green Bay, if he's thinking about the Steelers or not. But I would agree that Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins are not the answer for them. So I would look maybe, hey, it'd be a great story if Kenny Pickett got drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That was amazing. Did you see before the game what Deontay Johnson does to catch the ball?
Yeah, tennis balls or whatever. He was catching little tennis balls.
And then they throw two balls for him. They're gonna
he drops
first,
them.
You know, they're going to be first downs, key plays in a game, right through his hands.
Yeah, I know. How about trying to catch footballs before the game as opposed to tennis balls? I know. Really, really egregious drops, too.
So your household wasn't very happy.
No, it was ugly.
They didn't expect a win, did they?
No. But
I thought everybody was just going there to have fun.
Well, that's what Ben said. Yeah, the first quarter, though, I mean, you got to remember the Steelers were up 7-0 in the game.
Patrick Mahomes, those guys can turn it on in a moment's notice.
T.J. Watt was ruining the game in the beginning. It looked like the Steelers had some hope. He had that tip pass that led to the interception by Devin Bush, and then, of course, the fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Just remember, it's Patrick Mahomes.
I know. He's back.
He's back, man.
All that stuff that happened in the beginning of the year.
Josh Allen's back. Lost his touch. Josh Allen is now full-on upper echelon elite quarterback.
It's a shame those two teams are playing this week and not next week.
Yeah, the AFC Championship game would be awesome.
That would be – that's what you'd want to see.
Well, you know, Tennessee is a good team. They're a good,
solid team.
Yeah,
but nobody wants to see them. Nobody cares about the Tennessee Titans. They're not exciting. They're not interesting. It's just not – get them out of here.
How about a Bengals-Bills rematch of the 1988
that'd be fun.
AFC Championship
that'd
game.
That'd be fun.
Like that?
Fun and different, for sure.
Now that I'm irrelevant.
That's right, because they finally won a playoff game.
31 years, man.
I mean, God, either the Bengals or the Titans are going to be in the AFC title game, and the Bills or the Chiefs are going to be out. Doesn't feel right to me.
You know, the amazing thing is the Bengals didn't have, like, they had a good first half.
Mm-hmm.
Good, solid first half, put up a lot of numbers, and they were settling for field goals. They didn't have, like, an overall, like, Buffalo-type, Kansas City-type offensive game numbers when the game was over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if Joe Burrow makes it to an AFC title game in year two after an injury, mm-hmm. I mean, he's building up legendary status quickly. I mean, he's already almost there with the playoff win, but if he gets to the title game and takes out the one seed.
I think your boy Peter King put out that, and I want to make sure I get this right, Joe Burrow has five straight games with 128 or better passer rating.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joe Montana had five straight games at 127.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's legendary status, man.
He's getting there. All right,
and then they asked him, did you hear a whistle? No, I didn't hear any whistle. The whistle was right behind him as he was throwing the ball.
Yeah, he does. What's he going to say?
Say what he said.
Exactly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.